Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, my God, our Heavenly King, our Father, our Abba Father, we come to you this morning. We are just so thankful, Lord, that you have given us the voice, that you've given us the tongue, that you've given us thoughts, that we can speak those things into existence because we're an image of your likeness. And so we speak the word over ourselves, oh, God. We say only what you said about us. We thank and praise you, oh, God, that we are kings and priests. We thank and praise you that we are highly favored. We thank and praise you that we are your children. We thank and praise you, God, that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. And we thank and praise you for this TMC call. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. And, Father, we ask that you continue to comfort the family of Dr. P.K. Roberts as they go through this time of bereavement. Father, we thank and praise you that favor has overtaken them, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and the D.H. De Leon family. Oh, Father, we thank and praise you that they're only saying about themselves what you say. Now, Father, we lift up each and every member on this call, each and every family member. Father, that we are speaking only what you say about us, and that they, we are all blessed as we go out and come in. We thank and praise you, O God, for the speaker who will bring a word that we know we need to hear. Father, we thank and praise you that that word is going forth. Father, that you have blessed our speaker, and that whatever their hands touch prospers, and their footsteps are ordered of you, because we're only saying what you say about us. And we are also saying that we have dominion over Satan, dominion over this call, and therefore it will go forth with clarity because it is anointed by the blood of Jesus, and not a word will be lost on this call this morning. And we are hearers, O Lord, and we are doers of your word in the mighty name of Jesus. So we will go forth and we will share this call, the word of God, with others. And we give you praise and we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I love you, my TMC family, as we go out and say only what God says about us. Host, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister.
Amen and praise God for you. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is LaShawn in Delaware. I greet you all with Jesus' joy, and I absolutely, positively love that tag this morning, but God said Thursday. Welcome, 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 and especially if this is your first time joining us on the call, welcome. If this is your 100th or 30th or 4th time on the call, welcome. Oh, my goodness, this call is absolutely amazing and absolutely blessed because God said so. But then God said, that all started when Dr. P.K. Roberts, one of the co-founders that we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Dimples, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, when they prayed and asked God about this call. But then God said, go forth and create this call so you could create ministers in the marketplace. And glory be to God, they said yes to his call. And because of that, this call started October 25th, 2010 by those two victorious women of God. But then God said, you need a scripture reference in order for this call to go forth with clarity and boldness. And God said to them, I want you to choose Psalms 88:13, which reads, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So Master's Call family, as you can see, this call starts off in prayer. We end this call in prayer, and we encourage you, the believer, to continue your day in prayer because we know that when the prayers go up, those blessings come down. But God said, anything that you say in Jesus' name is yea and amen. So we are excited about that. But then God also said, I want you to create a mission statement statement for this call. And the mission statement for this call is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. So you may have woke up on the wrong side of bed. You may have woke up not feeling like you know what's going to happen in your life. And you may have woke up wondering if God has forgotten about you. But God said, I got this. But God said, I am the Alpha and the Omega. And because of that, we are all blessed. We assemble on this call Monday through Friday live at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Mountain, and 5 o'clock over there on the West Coast Pacific Time. And we are excited. Glory be to God. We are excited because this call allows us all to assemble at one time through a telecommunications sanctuary. But God said that this call is going to go through with clarity and boldness, and because of that, we will be blessed. We do encourage you to join us a little bit earlier. You know, jump on the line about 5 to 10 minutes earlier so you can fellowship and hear why the greeter of the call chose the tag that they did, and you're able to testify a little bit about what said to you that morning. So we invite you to be on a live call, but then we also ask that on Fridays you stick around with us after the call where you could give your live testimonies, your prayer reports, as well as your prayer requests, because we want to know how we can stand in the gap for you, because God said that as intercessors, we are theirs for our brothers and sisters. So we invite you to the call after on Friday. And if you miss some of the call, or when there's a word that's just that profound that you need to hear again or to share with others, we invite you to dial 712-432-1085. Use the same access code 957-677-pound, and there you will be able to do so. Now, immediately following this call is the MMC call, because God said if you're going to be an artistpreneur, a mommypreneur, a papapreneur, or if you just want to go ahead and be a minister of health in the marketplace, that you need a call that will motivate you after you are fed by the word. And that number is area code 530-881-1300 with the access code of 539-598-POUND. There you will be able to hear what you need to do in order to amplify your artist international business. And if you do not know about Artist International, I dare you to Google it. I dare you to go to the person who told you about this call. I dare you to listen about the miracles and the wonders that have happened through Artist International, through their products like the Labib, or the products like their coffees, and the products like their garments. I dare you to find out about it and find out how an appointment with artists will change your life. Find out how people are changing their mindsets and their health and their zip codes and even their bank accounts. Go back to the person and they'll be glad to tell you about Artist International. Well, I want to know a little bit more what God says this Thursday by bringing to the line this powerful woman of God. I tell you, she is not only amazing and anointed and gifted with the word, but she is such an awesome woman. She is so supportive. She is one of those people that you know that you can count on, because God said that that is her anointed gift. We're talking about none other than Minister Brenda Terrell, who was one of the most awesome ministers in the marketplace on this side of heaven, as she would say. And Minister Brenda was brought up in the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic when she was younger. And God took Brenda under his wings when she was 12 years old. Now, her mother was confined due to a massive stroke, and her father passed away when she was 16. And most children would have felt that their life was over, but then God said that she did some little ellipses after that. She graduated on honor roll and got her associate's degree in business, and then she met the love of her life, Freddie Terrell, and they moved to Texas and became members of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas, under the leadership of Pastor Sherman Gray Jr. But then God said, They went ahead and became Spirit-filled Baptist Church members, and Brenda received her baptism in the Holy Ghost and became an intercessor, a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth. There are so many other things that God said about this wonderful woman of God, but what you need to know most is she loves to pray with and for people, and she loves showing people the agape love that God has for them all. So without further ado, I bring to you, introduce to some and reintroduce the others, none other than my sister in Christ, Minister Brenda Terrell. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take the call away. It's yours.
Well, God bless you, my dear sister, and thank you. Thank you for such a warm welcome and introduction. And I tell you, thank you, Sister Willa. You're ready to take us into another level. You both women of God are awesome. And I so thank God for each and every one of you. Now, good morning, TMC family. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being on the call this morning. I want to give God glory and honor for all that he is and giving us the opportunity to share this morning. And personally, I want to say thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, for all that you do and for allowing me to share this platform. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. We honor you and we praise you, Lord God. And I thank you, Father, for anointing my mouth that it, the words may go forth to the ears of the hearer to hear what thus says the Lord, and that we all may come together in unity to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, this morning, people, I will be speaking on unity, unity. Psalms 133:1, as we all know, says how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. I'm sure we can all agree to the fact that as believers, we are called to work together in unity in order to fulfill God's purposes in each of our lives. Now, we are called to serve one another in love and then serve together in the body of Christ. You know, Ephesians 4:3 says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Can I say it again? Ephesians 4:3 says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. You know, you may have a team that plays a game. Then we have a country that goes to war. We may even have a crew that builds a house. And then there are churches that are planted. Now, each person has a specific contribution to make to another within the whole. The unified body causes the team to win, the country to conquer, the house getting completed, and of course, the church to grow. Many times it is mentioned among the artist family that I'm a part of and proudly to say so, that there is no I in team. Each member is essential to the body. Each member is essential to the team. Each member is essential to the country. Each member of the crew is essential to the whole. And then the growth or the progress of these depends on the active participation of each member. So I take a look in the mirror and I ask that person, are you a hindrance to the team or a supporter? Are you encouraging or are you criticizing? Are you participating in knitting the team together or are you participating in dividing it? You know, 2 Corinthians 13:1 says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. Every word. I looked on that and I said, oh, my word. Jesus told the disciples, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. That came out of Matthew 18:20. This brings to mind back in 1980s, and I was being a newborn, born-again believer, I was commissioned by the Lord while at work to pray for a coworker's wife who was battling cancer. Now, this scripture, the one that says two or three, when two or three come together, together in my name, I'm in the midst. This scripture was one of the three scriptures God had given me. I questioned him asking, what two or three? It's Sunday. I'm the only person in the office. The people I know that will go with me are in church. No answer. So I said, it'll be me and Jesus. After contacting John, who is my coworker at the time, for permission to come to the hospital and pray for his wife, his enthusiasm of my coming assured me that God orchestrated this commission because John and I barely conversated at work. After buying the oil and blessing it, I went into the hospital room where John and Amy's mother were sitting along her bedside. I read them the scriptures God had given me, anointed Amy, and started praying. While praying, my eyes were closed. All of a sudden, I heard, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. When I finished and opened my eyes, there were two more people in the room, a pastor and his wife. God sent the witnesses. I praised him all the way home. I said, oh, Lord, you are awesome. You are awesome. And the next morning, got to work to discover that Amy passed away through the night. I didn't understand it. I know I followed instructions thoroughly. I know God sent those witnesses. Why, Lord? I dwelt on it for 2 days, and finally, God said, read James 5 and 15 again, which was one of the other scriptures that he'd given me. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. I read it two or three times. I heard the voice said, Amy is with me. You know, John 17:23, I in them and you in me. This is when Jesus was praying. He was praying for all of us at that time. And he was getting ready to face the cross. He said, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. He says, so that they may be brought to complete unity. He's looking for the body of Christ to come together in unity. You know, realizing just how important unity is to our Father, we can firmly say unity is created, developed, and manifested in love, because love conquers all. If there's ever a time for the believers to stand in unity on God's word, oh, my Lord, it's now. The enemy wants to divide and conquer. The racial situations that's going across the country, the political platforms of Republicans versus Democrats going at a rage, the law enforcement being corrupt, the pros and the cons of same-sex marriage. The time of coming together in unity is now. The enemy we know is out to rob, kill, steal, and destroy, yet Jesus said, he came that we have life and have it more abundantly. Now is the time, saints of God, for the body of Christ to keep the unity by meditating on God's word. Now is the time for the body of Christ to focus on Jesus rather than the situations. Or we could easily get caught up into the hateful attitudes, you know. Now is the time for the body of Christ to realize and stand that we're the head and not the tail, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Now is the time, saints of God, for the body of Christ to saturate in the love of Christ. Colossians 3:14 tells us, and over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. So, what will the world see in our unified body? I can tell you, Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina, with integrity displayed the unity and love by looking the shooter in his face and told him they forgive him. They did it with sincerity. They walked together in unity and accepted what had taken place, even though it was painful. They walked in the love of Christ in unity. You know, it tells us in the Bible, one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. That's unity with multiplied effects. Together, we can declare, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Remember, when two or three come together touching and agreeing on anything, God says, I'm in the midst of it. That's unity personified. God is still honoring the prayers of the righteous. Yes, he's fulfilling his promises here on the Master's call. As we pray together as prayer partners and we come together in unity to seek, to honor, and to glorify the name that is above every name, and we know that name is Jesus Christ. He honors his word through all, I say through all, our trials, our tribulations, our situations, our circumstances. He honors his word through all that we go through, marriage, our children growing up, our children getting married, our children going through hard times, and we so want to fix it. But God says, give it to me. In unity, we can come together and know that Jesus said he's never come short of his word. He always accomplishes what his word is sent to do. In unity, we can realize that no weapon, truly, no weapon formed against us will prosper. Together, in unity, we can turn our country, our cities, our communities around. Many times I have walked down, driven up and down streets and seen different situations that I didn't really care for. And I say, you know what? You got to go. This can't stay here in the name of Jesus. And guess what? It would disappear. But Jesus says he is in the midst of us unifying even with his word. Speak his word. That's a part of being in unity. So since God is still honoring our prayers and he's still letting us know that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, he's still honoring his words through all our trials and tribulations, we must remember that everything is still working together for our good. It's more than what we see. Oh, yes, yes, yes. It's so, so, so much more than what we see. You remember Paul and Silas, they prayed and they sang songs, and here they were in prison, and they sang and sang songs and prayed together and what happened. Unity, the two of them. And what took place? Earthquake took place. The doors of the jailhouse split apart. They opened up for them to just walk on out. Jesus displayed himself among their unity, just the two of them. One can chase 1,000. Two can chase 10,000. Hallelujah. If we come to meditate as the word tells us and as the Sister Willa described on saying his word, what his word says about us. He says two or three coming together in unity, touching and agreeing on anything, I'm in the midst of it. Oh, yes, Paul and Silas sang and prayed, and things happened. Things changed. Peter and John, they were going to the gate, and they saw at the gate called Beautiful, this lame man. They looked at him, and, of course, they had prayed together. They were together in unity. They were standing on God's word in unity. And what did Peter say? Oh, yeah, silver and gold, I don't have it. But what I do have, I'm giving it to you. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. We still have that same ability in unity. We still have that same ability to conquer, because Jesus told us we are more than conquerors in unity. Ephesians 4 and 13 tells us, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. You see, unity brings peace. Unity brings strength. Unity brings blessings. Unity, my sisters and brothers, brings revelation. Unity brings triumph. Unity brings revival. Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. May God bless you and keep you. Back to you, Minister LaShawn.
Wow, wow, wow. Can you hear me, Minister Brenda?
Yes, I can, Minister LaShawn. God bless you.
Praise God for you and for the word that God has blessed you with this morning. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the triune God, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come to you this morning, and we just want to say thank you. We just want to say thank you because no matter what our circumstances look like, no matter how it feels, but God said, and we just want to thank you for the word that you reminded us of this morning. So, Father, we just ask that you bless Minister Brenda Terrell and those around her and her family. Replenish her, Lord, as she decreased in order for your word to increase. And Father, we ask that you bless this, the master's call, because when the enemy thought he had this call, but God said. So we thank you, Lord, for eliminating distractions and hypocrisy and anything that may have been on this call that was not of you years ago or years that may come, Lord. We just ask that you remove anything of this call that is not holy and just, God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us with a clear line in order for us to have a clear message, for us to have a clear ministry through Christ. And God, we just thank you for the blessings of God, Dr. Vanessa, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, God. We just thank you for their yes, and we thank you for their boldness because God said. And Lord, we just thank you for all the ministers in the marketplace with this call. Lord, we ask that you touch them and bless them, as well as those who are under the sound of my voice. And Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we ask that you watch over the family member of artist director Roslyn Marion. Lord, we know that during her viewing and wake this day at Philip and Upshore, that you will bless the family and give them strength. We know that, Lord, while those who are viewing her body in the natural know that she is dancing in the spiritual, Lord, we just ask for comfort, grace, and peace for those, Lord, who are mourning her, Lord, because we know that joy comes in the morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just ask that you watch over the Amber Renee Pratchett family, God, when you called her home this week, God, and all those others who may be rejoicing and enjoying being with you, Lord. Let us know that the sting of death is only for a moment once we rejoice and know that, Lord, you have the answers, and Lord, you know what takes place in the supernatural when we have absolutely no idea. So, God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for abundance. We thank you, Lord, for enlarging our territories. We thank you, God, because you said through your word that all is yes, as long as it's in the name of Jesus. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, bless those entrepreneurs on the call. Lord, in the name of Jesus, bless those who present with any sickness in their body because it must bow down to the authorities of Jesus. And, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you restore families, households, relationships, and friendships. And, God, despite of and because of us, we ask that we listen to your word and be followers and doers of the word instead of stayers of the word. And, God, we just thank you that you give us unity despite of and because of, because God said. And these are all the things that we ask in the matchless name of Jesus, our Lord and risen Savior. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, I encourage you to go ahead and share this word with your family members, your friends and those in your circle on social media. Let them know what God said this morning and other mornings by sharing the replay number 712-432-1085 with the same access code 957-677-POUND. And those who are three-wayed on right now, join us at 8 o'clock in the morning, Eastern, 7 Central, 6 Mountain, and 5 out there in the Pacific Coast out there on the west side. We encourage you to jump on 10 minutes early to fellowship with us. That number again is 712-432-0075, same access code 957-677-POUND. And after this call, we are jumping on an MMC call, which will motivate and amplify your artist business. That number again is 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-POUND. If you still don't know about artists and if you're still not encouraged, go back to the person who told you about this call so they can share the good news of Artists International with you. So, Master's Call family, my time here is done. Go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus' joy, letting them know that you are a Christian, not by what you say, but by what you do. Be encouraged. And I will now call Minister Brenda back for our closing benediction.
May the peace, the unity, and the love of God continue to abide within your hearts, mind, and spirits. And may God continue to bless you this day and the days to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Have a God-blessed day.